In the Public Interest, produced as a public service by the Fund for Peace.
Today's report is by Federal Communications Commissioner Nicholas Johnson and is taken from a speech by Commissioner Johnson before a live audience at the University of California at Berkeley. It's entitled Life Before Death in the Corporate State.
It seems to me that, you know, there is really no majority in this country, silent or otherwise. It's a nation of a number of minorities. And we all know that blacks are a minority, and because there are only 22 million or something like that. But you know, there are 20 million Americans who are under the age of 5. I don't think television is serving them very well either. There are 20 million Americans who are over the age of 65. I don't think television is serving them very well either. I'm not sure that programming for white adult males is doing them much good either. You could go through all these categories, but let me just say something especially about programming for children, because I think we can assume that if TV shows little respect for our children, it's going to show even less for the rest of us. Listen to this candid merchandiser speaking to his colleagues. It takes time conditioning the reflexes of children, yes, but if you expect to be in business for any length of time, think what it can mean to your firm in profits if you can condition 1 million or 10 million children who will grow up into adults trained to buy your product as soldiers are trained to advance when they hear the trigger words, forward march. Hook 'em young. Joe Selden, manipulation of children's minds in the fields of religion or politics would touch off a parental storm of protest and a rash of congressional investigations. But in the world of commerce, children are fair game and legitimate prey. Television, you know, could really help kids. You know, television could help children to grow and to learn more about themselves and about the world around them. Sesame Street makes a modest effort in this direction. It's a pity, I think, that we had to wait until 1969 to get it, and that then it had to come from the impoverished public broadcasting sector rather than the commercial broadcasting networks. Because most of the commercial television is still encouraging our children to continue an infantile withdrawal from the world, a dependence upon fantasy, and above all, most important of all, to adopt the hedonistic and conspicuous consumption values of their corporate elders.
In the Public Interest is presented daily as a public service by the Fund for Peace. For a free copy of today's broadcast, write to the Fund for Peace, Post Office Box 6676, Washington, D.C., zip code 20009. That's the Fund for Peace, Post Office Box 6676, Washington, D.C., zip code 20009.